Hello, this is Mr. O'Sullivan here with some very special fourth grade students. And they're going to talk about technology. Hello.
Hi.
What would you like to talk about today?
Liquid Sketch.
And what is Liquid Sketch?
It's an app where you can play with like digital water and cubes, and you can color the water, and then it moves around. And then you can like draw in it.
And what do you like to use Liquid Sketch to do?
To make art for projects, like for my digital notebook.
Very good. And once you make something cool in Liquid Sketch, what do you do next after you finish with your drawing?
I take a screenshot.
And what do you do after you take a screenshot?
I would go to the Photos app to see if it's there. Then I would go to the app I want to put it in, and then I would put it in there.
Excellent. So you use it as a... something that you can put into other apps.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Well, thank you for telling me about Liquid Sketch. Hello, sir.
Hi. My name is Jonathan. This app I want to talk about, it's a really cool app. Well, I think in my opinion it's cool because it's green screen, because green screen helps me on my cyberbullying project. With my group, we made like a advice video with a cool background. And what I like about green screen is that you can make like movies, and you can really pretend like you're in places.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're done, come here, get a little bit closer. When you're done making your movie, what do you do when you're done making your movie in the app? What do you do with it next?
I save it to the camera roll, and then I see if it's there, and then I paste it in the app I want to put it in. If I wanted to put it in the classroom wall or in.
And when you put videos on the classroom wall, why do you do that?
So other people in the teacher could see what my work is.
And why is it important for them to see your work?
So I could get grades.
Okay, very good. Do you like it when the other kids see your work?
Yes.
Why?
Because maybe the other kids didn't get something, and with my video, maybe it could also be like an advice video for them.
Excellent. Well, thank you for telling me about green screen. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Hello. What do you want to talk about today?
3D printing.
And what is 3D printing?
It's an app that you can design whatever you want, and then we can use the 3D printing to print stuff.
And how did you learn how to use 3D printing?
I got into tontotech.com, and I clicked on the smiley face and clicked on 3D printing, and I watched some videos that show us how to 3D print.
And did the videos help you?
Yeah.
How did they help you?
I knew what to click to do the 3D printing, and now I can design better.
Excellent. And what are you designing right now?
My name.
Sweet. Well, I can't wait to see it when it's done. Thank you for telling me about 3D printing. Hello.
Hello.
What would you like to talk about?
Movie making.
Movie making. What kind of movie making do you do?
I do like... I do like stop motion movies.
You do stop motion movies. What app do you use?
Stop motion.
And what is stop motion? If I don't know what it is, what is it?
Stop motion is like make a movie like about expressing your feelings and what's on your mind.
Very good. But what kind of movie is stop motion? What makes it different than just making a movie?
Stop motion.
You're together? Yeah, go ahead, please.
Making it different is like when you use your imagination and when you think it's like what you want to do with the action figures. So like, example, you want to do a city, you can make maybe blocks and stack them into like a building and put people on them. And express your feelings, like how you feel from the inside. That's all I have to say.
Very good. And when you're done making your movies, girls, what do you do after you're done making your stop motion movie? What do you do next?
We post it on the fourth grade wall so that people can get inspired of what we do.
Very good. And why do you like to publish your work?
Yes.
Why?
Because it gets to see what people think about the work, and it shows how like if people didn't think about that, the creation, maybe they could do it in their other movie.
Very good. Is there anything else you'd like to say? Well, thank you for telling me about stop motion movies. And next, hello.
Today I'm going to be talking about Monument. The reason that I like Monument is because there's different kinds of puzzles that you can do. And there's a lot of chapters that you can play with it.
Very good. So I think you and your friend both want to talk about Monuments. Am I right? So you picked Monument because it has all different levels and they're all fun. And why do you like Monument?
Because like it's something that tests you how smart you are. And,
yeah.
Like I like the game.
And if you come across difficult puzzles in Monument, how do you solve them?
I'll just find different ways to like. I'll just try to like move everything. If there's like a button where it moves the thing.
Very good. And is there anything else you want to say about Monument? Why do you like it?
The other reason that I like it is because if I get stuck on a puzzle, I'll just keep on trying.
Keep on trying? Is that a good way to solve problems?
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, thank you for telling me about Monument app. Thank you, boys and girls, for sharing your ideas about technology. Do we have any last people that want to come talk to us real quick? Let's go. And what would you like to say about technology? What are you doing right now? Are you working on a movie?
Yeah.
What kind of movie?
I don't know.
You don't know? What app are you using?
Green screen.
Do you know how to use the green screen app?
I don't know, yes.
You guess. How do you use the green screen app?
On the right corner, on the bottom, there's three plus signs, and those are the layers you want to use, like, to the background. I mostly use the second one because that's my background, and when I in the camera, like, in the first one, then you push the camera, and then you're, like, in another place.
So you got three layers.
Yeah.
And the top one is the camera.
Yeah.
And then the second one is just an image, right?
Yeah.
And how does the green screen work then? How does it actually do its magic?
It actually works by people putting in, and it needs to be a green background so it works. And so the image blends in.
Very cool. So the green goes away and the image shows up?
Yep.
Excellent. Well, thank you, fourth grade, for sharing your ideas about technology.
Yeah.